Sorry, Cookie, just had to deflect that.
good little deflection off your childhood, thanks so much.
No, no worries, mate. Hey, how have you been? Great to have you back. How's your off-season been?
No, it's been really good. Look, we obviously went a little bit longer into the season last year, as you guys know, but had a good little break over Christmas and New Year's, and had a shorter pre-season than used to, but it's been really good, and body's feeling really good and ready to get back into footy.
I was about to say, Cookie, shorter pre-season, but the amount of pre-seasons you've had now, I reckon as you get older, it doesn't take you as long to get ready.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, and I think that's probably something I learnt from speaking to Sam, and especially Wayne as well. I remember a couple of years ago when I first had a shorter pre-season, I was a bit worried about if I was going to be get myself ready, get the body ready for the season, but Wayne assured me, once you get into your career, he says 6 weeks is more than enough. So, he put that confidence back in me, and I've taken that advice ever since.
Cookie, bit of pressure or extra pressure and high expectations this year. I know they're always there for the Rabbits, but I feel like this year there's a number of people already on our show texting and calling in, predicting the Rabbits to be in the GF, if not win the GF. Has that been spoken about? And do you feel that as a player?
Oh, look, we've got a lot of confidence in the side that we've got, and I guess to have other people outside the four walls of the club that back us, it means it puts a lot of belief in us that, we are onto something here, and we should realise we do have a good side and a really good chance at winning this competition, and we should take the experience of the last couple of prelims and know that we can get there, and we know what we need to fix to move forward onto the grand final.
And the other one I was going to ask about, Benji Marshall. We heard him come out the other day and say you threw a couple of passes to him. He wasn't happy, so he gave it to you. What's Benji been like in and around the club, and to have that extra experience, it's got to be helping.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying Benji being at the club, and I've enjoyed that part of it on the field as well. Obviously, it was early days when he gave me a quick little spray, but I actually really, really enjoyed it. And then especially talking to him about stuff around the ruck as well, him coming from another side. Yeah, able to see what some teams might look for when they're versing certain players. So being able to get his advice on that and different ways I can possibly change my game up a little bit more. So I've really enjoyed his experience and some of the tips he's given me. They're the first time I've ever heard him as well. So really enjoyed his experience. And he's going to be great for us, senior players, just making sure he's keeping us accountable, and we'll filter that through the whole group, and hopefully that just lifts the standards with himself and along with Josh Mansell, where that could be the missing piece.
What type of role can we expect Benji to play this year, Cookie? I mean, I'm assuming, if anywhere, he's going to be that utility off the bench, but will that then mean that you play less minutes? Because I saw him play a little bit of dummy half on the weekend.
Yeah, Wayne played dummy half, just because we know he obviously can play in the halves as well. And then who knows, there's a lot we can probably move around if anything. He covers a lot of positions. So if we do get an injury in certain positions, he will be able to cover that, whether it's hooker in the halves. Touch wood, Latrell doesn't go down. But if he did, you could move Cody back there and bench into the halves with Reno. So we could even put him on there in the middle as well. So there's a lot of variations we can have. And I definitely see him playing that 14 position a lot this year.
How has Jai Arrow settled in? I know he had a bit of an injury there at one point. Is he the enforcer you needed to get over that hump?
Look, he's going to be great for us in the middle. He's very unpredictable in the middle. He's got a lot of leg speed, and he's got a late offload in him as well, and a lot of skill. So, he's got a bit of mongrel in him too, which I'm looking forward to playing alongside. I think that's going to be great for us as well. So, we haven't he was injured a bit at the start when I first come back to training. But since he's been back at full-time training, Reno's just been peppering him. So I think he's second-guessing his move down to Sydney at the moment with Reno on his back.
Did it surprise you, your performance on the weekend? I know it was a trial, but the completion rate was high, the skill level was excellent, all your big guns were firing. Did you expect that to happen so early and in a trial?
Yeah, look, I guess in trials, you probably think there's going to be a few more errors. So the biggest positive out of that one was that we did complete and we did play some footy and managed to, go 24 from 24 in the first half, which is a very positive sign. So, there's still a couple of areas, in defence that we'd like to improve. I think we can't take too much out of that trial, but it's obviously a great way to start the year and got a lot of confidence out of the shapes that we've been practising in the pre-season.
Well, your captain, Adam Reynolds, has made it public he's not happy with, you know, his negotiation with the club moving forward and his contract situation. How is he handling that, and how are you sensing that around the team?
Look, he's handling it a lot better at the moment, I think. Yeah, I think when it first all happened, it might have hit him hard a little bit. He's been at the club for so long, and I can understand his frustration. And he's obviously our captain and playing really, really good football too. So I hope all that side of the things gets sorted out. But he hasn't had a chance to sort of dwell on it anymore. A lot of the boys, especially Benji being the one, being one of it, leading it, just giving him shit about it, making sure he's you know, he's only on a one-year deal, so he better play his best footy this year. So, it just takes a bit of a joke out of it, a bit of a laugh about him, just makes it a bit easier amongst the group. But, you know, look, we love Reno here. He's the heart and soul of the club, so I'm sure everything will be worked out at the end of the year.
What are you expecting this year, Cookie, with the new rules? Six to go, and I'm just trying to think. I don't think you had too many against you on the weekend, but when you're placed under that pressure this year with a six to go call, are you confident that, you know, you'll be able to handle it?
Yeah, look, the game's definitely gotten faster. You know, we had a couple of sets there where there was no scrums for the ball going out and just a straight play of the ball. So sometimes you want those scrums just to have a quick little breather and reset again, but there wasn't that chance. So look, I think all the teams will get used to it. The speed of the game, it's probably like every year. The comp normally doesn't start. You know, round five is when everyone's got their fitness and their game fitness up, and that's when the footy really starts. So I'm sure everyone will take their time to get their own game fitness up as well.
Just on that, Cookie, how long are they giving you to play the ball once the ball goes out over the sideline? Is it just up to the referee's discretion, or is there a clock or anything that you look at that's counting down, say 30 seconds, or how's it all officiated?
Yeah, there was no clock, obviously, counting down or anything. And I think Latrell was, or one of the outside backs was bringing it back into the middle of the field on the weekend. It wasn't a whole lot, you know, rush to sort of get set, I guess. I see the ref sort of just waited till all the tackles were onside and all the defensive line was set, and then we got on with it. So, look, there's going to be times in the game where, you know, the attacking team might want to rush back and try and, you know, catch the other side off guard and be wanting to play fast. But then there might be times when, you know, if we're in front, you might want to slow it down and just take as much time as you can. So there's both sides to that rule, and we'll see how it pans out over the year.
Cookie, have you touched base with Sam Burgess? And if so, how's he doing?
Look, to be honest, I haven't as of late. Just sort of let him be. But look, I travel with Tom every day. So I sort of check in to see how he's going. And, Tom says he's all right. So that's just pretty much as far as I can go into it. But, you know, he's got good family support around him.
I reckon, Cookie, every good club has good depth. And when I look at this South Sydney team, after seeing the way you played on the weekend, not only in the first half, but in the second half when there was a lot of changes made, you've got great depth this year.
Yeah, look, one of the good things about the trial was when we changed our full side, our starting side off, and you know, when the next team come on, there was actually a lot of changes as well. There's a lot of boys going in and out throughout that half. And the way everyone stayed in with defensive systems, which meant everyone knew their job as well and everyone's buying into what we're doing here. So there's great depth. And if there is anything to happen, 20 players, you know, I'm sure that next man up mentality will come in and people will come into the squad and get the job done.
So you've been doing some renovations there at home, mate, just putting a couple of levels on top.
Trialling for the block.
Trying for a block. I might try and get on the show. So, it's been going all right, mate. It's look, the wife and daughter, they have been able to be there just because the little one will get into everything. So they've been living down the coast at the moment, seeing on their days off, which has been a bit hard, but it's all for good reason, mate.
I'm going to ask you for a tip in a minute, Cookie, but this text message has come in. Cookie, who else in the team loves a tip and a punt?
Who doesn't? It's probably an easy question. The one thing I learned about the Mudgee races on the weekend when I got around, there was a couple of people talking about the show, and they all seem to have one thing in common, that at least you're better than Loz.
Please.
Love it. Love it.
Oh, gee, I wouldn't be copping that, Loz.
What about your track record, Cookie?
Hey, don't try and deflect.
No, how many did you have last year?
I don't know, but I'm just saying what they're talking about.
Now, Cookie, what about this? So, Clarkie here reckons he can take down Michael Jordan, right? No, this tweet that I saw from the Chicago Bulls a couple of weeks ago. Now, It's you're offered $5 million to score against Jordan one on one. You're given 10 chances. This is when Michael Jordan's in his prime. And if you fail, you won't be able to hear music ever again. Would you lace up? Clarkie says, I'm in.
Mate, the other thing I've got to consider, when Jordan's in his prime, I'm probably 14 as well, so it's going to be a little tough for me.
No, but you're in your prime too.
Okay, I've got him.
To find your
fade
prime.
Fadeaway swish. Look out. $5 million. Good evening.
I'm 5'10". I don't know how.
Muggsy Bogues.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to shoot over the top of it, so I wouldn't take that bet.
Not taking it.
Cookie's got speed. Well, you get around him, Cookie.
What do you need the $5 million for?
What are you talking about?
Good point. Good point.
We've all got bills. Some bigger than others.
He was out house shopping on the weekend too, I read.
Oh, what a lovely
brother. Very nice.
Are you Googling him now or something?
He gets Google alerts from Google. Daily Mail.
Daily Mail. I'm on the Daily Mail.
That's the thing. I can't even afford a house. That's what's happened to my life. I've got to, you know, been saving for 39 years. I just want a house like you, that's all.
Silver spoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Righto, Cookie, give us one. Have you got one?
No.
Oh, what?
This is a good sign for Bunnies fans.
I didn't realise I was actually on this morning. Got a message yesterday and said 7:40 sweet. And I said, I didn't even realise I was back on. So I was just happy to be back.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
I'll have one next week and we'll get going from there.
Righto.
Cookie, have you got those red shoes of mine?
Oh,
did
yes.
Did you get a pair?
The red shoes? Oh, the
Asics.
Yes.
How good are they?
They're the best, mate.
Yeah, good boy.
Do you go mad in them like this bloke?
No, Clark, they're pretty nice at the moment. The red colour that me and Cam are wearing the same kit for Captain's Run, so we'll be wearing those red shoes.
There we go.
Full game, so. You got a pair? Good.
Yep, I'm with you. I just get a little bit loose when I put them on. I don't know what happens.
He's off his head when he puts them on.
I'd love to see that.
Oh, dear.
Cookie, great to talk to you. Great to have you back on the show, mate. Yeah. We'll chat before the huge round one clash against the Storm next week.
Good to be back, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, mate.
See you, buddy.